magical place. There are very few places left in the world that could be described as a wild wood, totally untouched by humans. But I'm going to take you to a place like that now. Thousands of years ago, wild woods were everywhere. There are just a few little remnants left, but they are a reminder of what we could return to. Nature is very resilient, and these little places will hold out. The place that we're going to is up a little path. It's quite a stony path, with rounded rocks, beautiful spring flowers each side, trees beyond. It is a lovely, lovely warm day. Not too warm, not too cold, just right. Now, as you follow this path, you're climbing higher and higher. You become aware of a hill in the distance. The hill itself is quite dark because it's covered in woodland. As you approach the wood, you realize that this is no ordinary woodland. It is a piece of ancient, ancient nature. The energy of this place is wonderfully pure, and all who approach and enter will be cleansed. Even before you arrive at the edge of the little wood, you can smell beautiful woodland, damp, mossy woodland smells. The sorts of smells that you associate with untouched nature. As you enter the wood, you see that in fact the trees are actually rather short, but they're very, very wide. And that is because these trees are truly, truly ancient. Hundreds, hundreds and hundreds of years old. The trees you would probably recognize as oak trees. The branches spread out above you. The trunks are vast, sturdy, eternal in front of you. As you look up, the great branches rapidly diminish into much narrower twigs, and eventually the leaves. And although the place looks gnarled and twisted, in fact, everything is perfect. You become aware that the whole place, everything around you, is vibrant and alive. Everything is in balance. You can feel the very essence of the place penetrating your being. You can feel the healing. Anxieties, pain, frustrations just are melting away. you approach a particular tree, which seems to be almost like the grandfather of all the trees, and feel compelled to reach out and touch its bark. As your hand gets closer and closer, you can almost feel, electricity would be too crude a word, it's much subtler than that, a beautiful energy. You would perhaps describe the energy as pink. Your hand gets closer and closer, and then you touch. The feeling is so warming and wonderful, uplifting, calming, soothing. It's as though you've been removed to a parallel universe. You allow the energies of this tree to go through your very being. Every part of your body is absorbing this beautiful energy. You've no idea how long you're standing there for, because time itself has now stopped. Frozen in an instant of time, or maybe in an infinity of time. Instinctively, you know when to let go. But before you do, you give thanks to the tree, to the wood, to this very special place. As you let go and you look around, you now feel totally in tune with this wonderful place. You feel as though you're on a level of communication with everything. You're communicating with the trees, with the animals, with the insects, with the birds. It all is one massive communication, a beautiful energy. Nothing is left out in the cold, because everything is communicating. It is impossible to feel sad. But now you feel compelled to move and to return back to the edge of the wood from where you came, enjoying these last few moments in this incredible wood. You have been in communication with the very essence of nature, of life on planet Earth. It is very strong and very powerful, and it is still there. And all the things that are happening in the world at the moment, they will heal. There is a greater purpose behind all things. You felt that. Lose all fears for the world. They're not relevant. And with a very positive spring in your step, you give one last big thank you for what you've just experienced. And now you feel as though, in your own way, you're going to take that woodland with you through your life from this point onwards. As you walk down the lane, you keep turning over and looking back. It's becoming mistier and less distinct. And so suddenly you realize it's not there at all. It's just back to things as they were before. But you yourself have now been healed and you feel in perfect balance. Before we finish, try to feel that wonderful energy in your bodies now. Feel that lovely energy coursing through you. Feel that you're never going to feel afraid again. And that's it.
Thank you, Graham.
Well done, Graham. That's very good.
Thank you.